I'd like to talk about a beautiful song today that has a wonderful spiritual message. It is quite famous, and if people were to actually do as the song proclaims, to live up to its rich meaning, it would prove to be a great blessing for them. Sad to say, when most people hear this song, I seriously doubt that they think it has a personal spiritual message for them. I don't think they could possibly personally apply it to their life. I'm sure some people might in a general spiritual sort of way, but not in the sense if they would consider the truly deep ramifications of what it would mean if they were to make the changes in their life that they would be required to make to truly walk with God. The song is "I'll Walk with God" from the operetta The Student Prince. In the operetta The Student Prince, the king sends his grandson Prince Carl off to college. He wants the prince to learn some lessons before the king dies, and then the prince becomes king. Well, the prince, he's quite arrogant and proud. He goes off to school, he meets Kathy, the barmaid. Well, he wants to maintain his royal status and at the same time compromise and partake of the non-royal or the common folks' life. Well, the prince, after learning to be not quite so arrogant, he's ready to give up his position and his duty and run off with Kathy. But before he does, Prince Carl is called back home before his grandfather tells him there's a state marriage, therefore a royal marriage, prepared for him. So now the prince has to choose between his royal duty or his compromised love for the barmaid. Now, it would be compromised not because there was anything wrong with her personally, it's just that she was a commoner and he was royalty with royal responsibilities and duties. So while he's back home, the king dies, the prince becomes king. Now, it's only at the king's funeral where we learn what choice the prince will make. What wins? Is it duty or is it compromise? At the funeral of his beloved grandfather, the prince, having been crowned king, now he stands before the coffin and he sings this song, this pledge, this promise. The song begins with these words, "I'll walk with God from this day on." The prince has made the most important single choice anyone can make in this life. His life choice is to walk with God. This morning we want to focus on some lessons as to how the prince and then how do we walk with God. The prince said, "I'll walk with God. I'll walk in step with him, not going off in some other direction." Rather, he's staying on the same path. He's walking in harmony. He's not at odds with God or each other. So his sense of duty is now clearly in focus. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to do our duty. God wants us to choose life, but we must make that choice. We must choose. The first commandment is first for a reason. We have to put God first. Our duty is first to God, above all else, above self, from this day on. Well, interesting, from this day on, no delay, no hesitation, no more putting spiritual things off. Notice what Peter was inspired to say about this. 2 Peter 1 and verse 10. 2 Peter 1 and verse 10. He says, "Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." Now here's a promise. "For if you do these things, you will never fail. For so an entrance will be administered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So the rewards for choosing to walk with God, to be diligent, to get started, and not delaying are truly great. Okay, we're off to a good start. We're walking with God today. Now what? God does not always take the easy path. Our walk might prove to be quite challenging. Life does have its trials, its share of storms and tests. Satan and the world, of course, offer various temptations as well. So it's not always an easy path. It's not always an easy walk. The song continues, "His helping hand I'll lean upon." His helping hand, not leaning on, not trusting in our own strength. We need to reach out and take His hand. Not everyone at this time wants to take God's hand. They don't want God to lead them like a parent would lead a child. So just another related point is we can't make someone else take God's hand. Some may never in this life walk with God. We can't change others, but we can set a good example for them. The next line says, "This is my prayer, my humble plea, may the Lord be ever with me." Now prayer, humility, and trust are introduced. Our young student prince has now become king. He begins his new journey as king with a prayer, humbly asking God to be with him at all times, to be ever with me. He'll shortly amend his commitment to walk with God to include daily prayer. As he talks to God, it doesn't take him long to realize he needs daily prayer. Continuing now with the song, "There is no death, though eyes grow dim, there is no fear when I'm near to Him. No death, no fear, on the condition that He's near to God." He seems to understand when we're near to God, we don't have to fear death. Now, he's talking about the second death. It's plain his grandfather was dead, so he wasn't talking about the normal first death, but rather the second death from which Christ came to save us. That's what salvation's all about. Well, the key phrase is, when I'm near to Him. That ties right back into walking with God. I'll just read the first part of James 4 and verse 8. James 4, 8, it says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Well, we all know the basic ways to draw near to God. Prayer, Bible study, fasting, meditation. The key is in the doing, in the actual drawing near to God on our part. It says, "I'll lean on Him forever. He'll forsake me never. He will not fail me as long as my faith is strong." He never leaves us. God never fails us. This portion addresses the faithfulness of God. That's a whole sermon in itself. The song concludes with these words, "Whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take His hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to Him each day to Him. He'll hear the words I say. His hand will guide my throne and rod, and I'll never walk alone while I walk with God." When he says, "whatever road I may walk along," he doesn't mean roads in the world. For example, when he was still a prince, if Prince Carl did run off with Kathy, the barmaid, that would have been a compromise. You cannot walk in the world and walk with God. It doesn't mix. It doesn't work. He already made the decision to stay on God's road, the straight and narrow path. That means that whatever life brings, whatever trials and storms come up, whatever burden he's asked to bear, while he is on the road of life that is within God's way, he'll walk with God and take God's hand. Well, he concludes with confidence that God will hear his prayers. God will understand his problems as king, and it'll help him fulfill his duties and his responsibilities. God will provide the understanding and wisdom that kings need to be righteous kings. He wants help with his throne and his rod, his throne, his leadership and rule over the state or the country, his rod or his authority. He made the choice to seek God first. Then he could properly rule, properly use his power to serve his people. He simply could not do his duty as king without divine guidance. Well, the lesson for us in all of this is quite clear. We have to make a choice. We are called to be kings, but we must choose to accept that honor and that responsibility. We cannot do anything of ourselves either. We need God to help us every day in everything. Our calling is real life, not some Hollywood production. We can't go off and experiment, go in the world, see what's out there. Satan is still a roaring lion out there, killing, devouring. So we can't afford for 1 minute, not even 1 second, to get off this trail or this path or our walk. We're promised a fantastic future when we inherit the kingdom of God. But just like in the song, first, we need to have the same prayer, the same humble plea, the same desire for God to ever be with us, with me, with you. The feast pictures the start of our journey toward our kingship. It begins when we make our choice, when we said in our heart, in our innermost being, I'll walk with God from this day on. Our journey ends when we inherit the kingdom, and it's our turn to stand before our King, our living King, Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Then a new journey begins as part of God's family. In newness of life, we will walk with God from that day on and forever.